Now, as far as involvement, was it more on the DAG route or the frac free Denton?
I was not involved in DAG until after HB 40. So I was, and I was not involved with frac for Denton. I was involved because I was the faculty advisor to our geography club, and I had two students on the geography club who ended up being part of the trio of the fracettes. And mm-hmm. so those two were really against fracking, and mm-hmm. they knew that I was doing research. So they were like, well, we're going to start to table, and we're going to, like, they found it as a really interesting thing, and they were kind of doing posters and other things. But then they were also like, well, we want to, as geography club, we want to go like protest the well on campus, and we want to write letters to the paper, and we want to like be involved in this. So they kind of like kept me abreast of what was going on, and they were part of DAG. So they were part of helping to organize. Like, they weren't board members, but they were constantly helping set up shows. I mean, and they were friends with Terrell and Hunter and others who were involved in the movement. So I kept abreast of their issues. I didn't get too involved in the activist side of things simply because of my research, because mm-hmm. I was doing research on that topic. So I could only, in my mind, I could only go so far down a certain route. Like, definitely in terms of like my voting, in right. terms of like if people ask me questions, in terms of presenting before the city council about what I knew in the discussions about what they should do about setback distances. That's where I was involved. But I was not, I was keeping abreast of what DAG was doing, the frac free movement. We were interested in having like another way of promoting or putting out stuff about the precariousness of fracking and the disinformation that was being sent out there. So we did a couple like political action advertisements in the paper just to say, like, you know, counter the narrative of the economic benefits and the school benefits and all that. So we kind of did that. We would attend the stuff, we would buy the t-shirts, we would, you know, do what we needed to do to help that movement as citizens of Denton.
Right.
But the research project into the environmental justice stuff was it was not activist research, but it was a way of, for me to really think through the messages that were being said and to kind of think how, like, if they're telling us this, let's find that out. And so, was it activist? No, but I think it was mm-hmm. part of that. It was part of that at the time, because I was able to tell people at that time, like, they're not staying here. Like, we have the data set.
There's a significant contribution.
Yeah, and they knew that. And so I would go sit in front of the city council and be like, it's not staying here. They're telling us it's not staying here. I can give you the data. We can look at the tax appraisal data, mm-hmm. and it's not staying here. Like, that's not the case. So if you're going to make a decision that's based on us receiving all these economic benefits, you need to know that we're not receiving economic benefits. So...
Mm-hmm.